The Count of Monte Cristo. Chapter 1. Edmond Dantès. Edmond Dantès was a young Frenchman who worked on a ship called the Pharaoh. In 1815, the ship sailed into Marseille. The captain, Captain Leclerc, had died during the voyage. Mr. Morel, the owner of the ship, thought about making Edmond Dantès his new captain. Danglars, another man on the ship, wanted to be the captain. He went to see the owner.
"Good day, Mr. Morel," said Danglars. "Did you hear the sad news? Leclerc was a great captain."
"Yes," Morel said. "But look at Edmond Dantès. He works well too,"
Danglars said.
"But when Captain Leclerc died, we wasted time at the island of Elba. Dantès ordered us to stay there. It was like a holiday."
Later, Morel asked Dantès why he stopped at Elba.
"I was following Captain Leclerc's last order," Dantès answered. "I had to deliver a letter for Marshal Bertrand."
Morel moved close to Dantès.
"Did you speak to Napoleon?" he whispered.
"Yes," Dantès said. "He asked me some questions, and he said he knew the Morel family from the army."
"Napoleon knew my uncle," the ship owner said. "My uncle will be happy to hear that Napoleon remembers him. Dantès, don't tell anyone about the letter or Napoleon. You will get into trouble."
Dantès said he would keep his meeting with Napoleon a secret. Then he asked to leave the ship for 2 weeks to marry his fiancée, Mercedes. Morel agreed. He also told Dantès,
"I want to make you the new captain of the Pharaoh."
Feeling very happy, Dantès left to visit his father and Mercedes. When Dantès arrived at his father's house, he noticed that his father was not well. Then Dantès saw that his father had nothing to eat or drink in his house.
"But I gave you lots of money before I left," Dantès said.
"Yes," his father said, "but I spent most of it helping my friend Caderousse."
"Take this money and get some food," Dantès said.
He placed some money on the table.
"Oh, here comes Caderousse now,"
Dantès's father said.
"Hello, Edmond,"
Caderousse said. His mouth was smiling, but his eyes were not.
"Hello,"
said Dantès, smiling back. Caderousse looked at the money on the table. Then he said,
"Danglars just told me you were here, but he didn't tell me you had become rich. Do you think Morel will name you captain?"
"Yes, I believe he will. I'm afraid I must leave you now to visit Mercedes."
Caderousse also left. He went to meet Danglars. Caderousse told Danglars all that Edmond Dantès had said.
"He isn't captain yet," whispered Danglars.